Yeah, our next question is from Barb, and she's listening live, and it's actually the next question in our script, but she's there asking about it. So I know Barb is there. She says she has a 23-year-old mare that was diagnosed with heaves and would like to know the best feed and forage for her. She says she knows ideally being on pasture is best for the condition, but unfortunately she can only be turned out at night because of allergies to midges. So I am going to add, because I have one of these goofy allergic horses, and he was worse on pasture because he's actually allergic to grasses. So, yeah. So, what advice do you have for Barb's heavy horse?
Yeah, well, soaking the hay is, you know, what she's doing, which is great because you really want to, that helps kind of expand those mold spores so they're not so respirable. Obviously, you can do soaking hay. I mean, for some people, that's just not a possibility, right? I mean, so a couple of years ago when I was living in California, we had no water, right? I mean, there were actually barns that were bringing their water in water trucks. So soaking hay was going to be a big no-no. So in those instances, feeding pellets or cubes tend to be less dusty, can be helpful. Like haylage can be beneficial. Obviously, you want to make sure that when you after you soaked your hay, that you're feeding it on. You want to always be feeding them at ground level, because they need their heads low so their respiratory tracts can drain. So that if you do have kind of, you know, basically gunk in their respiratory tract, it can kind of drain out. Other barn management things. I was in a barn yesterday, and you know, one of my big pet peeves is leaf blowers in barns. And you know, blowing the aisles to get rid of all the dust. I mean, that's just you just really want to cut down on all dust in the environment, right? So the research coming out of Europe is really suggesting actually that in general, performance horses should not be bedded on straw, not just horses with heaves, but like any performance horse, just because straw tends to be higher in you know, these mold spores and things which aggravate the respiratory tract. So definitely if you have a heavy horse, think about the bedding you're keeping them on. And you may even choose, you know, not, you know, to pick a stall flooring type where you don't, where you can use very minimal bedding, so that you have less dust. Again, when people are mucking out stalls, doing it in a way that minimizes dust, so you're not sort of merrily throwing the bedding around all over the place with the horse in there. So that's you know, as I said, the leaf blowers are bad because they just like they make all the dust airborne.
So if your horse is one that isn't going to do well because because it has heaves and hay isn't a great choice for your horse, can you go to an all pellet diet? Can
Yeah.
pellets replace your
Absolutely.
forage or your
Yeah,
hay
and I
for
think,
as forage?
yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I was never really much of a pellets person because, as we all know, you know, horses evolved eating pasture, chewing all day long, long stem forage, what have you, keeping them busy. Chewing secretes saliva, which buffers stomach acid. The fiber in the hay creates a nice mat on the surface of the stomach acid to kind of stop it splashing up, and so your ulcer risk goes down. So I was never a big fan of pellets just because they take longer. I'm sorry, they take less time to chew and less, you know, there's less chewing, so there's less saliva, less stomach buffering. They're standing around for longer with nothing to do. So they were never my go-to for the majority of horses. And obviously there's going to be horses with poor teeth where you and or you know this situation like with heaves where you don't have a choice, right? It's the lesser of two evils. But you know, then when I really started researching automatic pellet feeders, I realized that these feeders, you can program them to deposit pellets at intervals. So you can basically, you know, drop a pound at 8 a.m., you know, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., what have you, all through the night, and simulate grazing. And then you've got chewing at hourly intervals or whatever throughout the day, depending on how you program it. So now I'm not so concerned about, you know, feeding a pellet-only diet. You know, and I do know barns that that's especially here in Arizona. We have a number of barns that feed only hay pellets. And I always get this question about, well, what about fiber? You need fiber. And we have to remember, fiber fiber is something on a cellular level. It's not big chunks of hay. Fiber is a, you know, it's a carbohydrate. It's a tiny thing. And horses don't really appear to be like cattle need some long stem fiber for what we call scratch factor. Scratch is the inside of their rumen, stomach, and it's very important for keeping the lining of that stomach healthy. It doesn't seem like horses that's as important, but certainly, you know, I'm always a big believer in if you can even feed, you know, a couple of pounds of long stem hay, it's probably beneficial. But there are many horses out there that do very well on pellets. And I think if you can feed them in a way where you can really make a lot of small meals, it can be quite, you know, it can be a good way to feed.